Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thank you to Leader Durkin, Leader Redonio, Republican Caucus, for standing firm and coming now to a grand bargain, a grand compromise to get us through this crisis. I would also like to say personally a thank you to President Cullerton for some flexibility and creativity in the negotiations. And I would also compliment Mayor Emanuel for some flexibility and some creativity on his part. And the Democratic caucus has been willing to compromise, and we thank them for their efforts in that regard.
I didn't notice Speaker Madigan's name in there. Did he mention Governor Rauner when he made any remarks yesterday?
I don't recall Speaker Madigan mentioning Governor Rauner when he made his statement yesterday.
I'd say put him in a cage. Cage match for the two of them. I like Rauner's chances. Joining us now is Senate Republican Leader Christine Redonio. So, you know, look, none of you guys get high fives for this, but congratulations on at least getting over the hump.
Right. At least there's some predictability and stability for the next few months in the state.
All right. So what was the key? Was there any particular domino that had to fall?
You know, I think what we saw was a classic example of the Madigan brinksmanship, which is how he has negotiated in the past, and that is to drive everyone to the brink. We were definitely on the brink of a crisis. He came in the day before that and said, okay, I guess I'm ready to negotiate. Even though the governor has been, you know, practically begging him to come to the table for the last several months.
The point I've been trying to make, look, if you have issues with Governor Rauner, then you're entitled to those issues. But I'm just saying, anybody who, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or Martian, at some point take a step back and look at the fact that Rauner's been around for a little over a year, maybe could have chosen his language a little more carefully, but how about the rest of us just grow up and realize we have a fire on our hands and somebody's got to put out the fire? When you have 44 or 45 agenda items that he lets go to try to come up with something, and the best we can do here is a Band-Aid? Sorry, the guy that's been in charge for 40 years plus, to me, is the root of the problem. And I've said it publicly again and again and again, and I'll continue to say it. But this is a day not for celebration, but for asking important questions that people wonder about. So the funding that came up yesterday, what does it pay for?
Well, it will pay to get schools open on time. It will prevent any of our universities from having closed. It will keep the lights on in the state prisons and the driver's license offices. So it's clearly a stopgap measure. But remember, the Democrats told us point blank, don't even think about a comprehensive solution until after the election. We are not interested. So again, because of the supermajorities, they left the new guy in town, the governor, who wants to really change some things in Illinois, with no choice but to do a stopgap measure.
Right, and they drag their feet on doing a stopgap measure. Now, what about the road projects, the construction projects? Because as of, I think yesterday was the kill date for all of that. Is that all going to be funded? Those jobs aren't going to be lost, and
yes,
those projects aren't
going to
be lost.
Yes, those will be funded. Right, okay. They will continue.
So, Senator, you're going to be back at the same situation at the same point again in December or in 6 months when this particular...
Mid-November,
this funding will run out. Where is that money going to come from at that point? Because I'm sure you're looking ahead now.
Well, of course. And I think that the answer here, the point the governor's made over and over, is the real answer to success in the state is to grow the economy. And the only way to do that is to implement some reforms. So we will be back talking about reform. And I think one thing is important to note, that even in the stopgap measure, there was, as part of the agreement, a overtly stated agreement from the Democrat leaders that pension reform would be taken up post-election. Now, why it has to be post-election, you know, I'm sorry, I disagree with that, but that's part of the agreement. So we will be back talking once again about reforms.
So is it possible that pension reform, which is the absolute choke of the financial health of the state, is it possible the Democrats are going to give on that post-election?
That is what they said. And actually, the Senate president has been supportive of pension reform. The governor has agreed that his model is one that we should consider. And there are some other smaller things that we can do that actually save quite a bit of money. that will be taken up at that point. So, yes, at least the Senate president has agreed that we will take up pension reform.
It's a Senate Republican leader, Christine Redonio. And by the way, all of the big four plus a governor are invited on today. And if they decide to show up later as well, we're still getting crickets when we ask for Madigan. But as we go forward, Christine Redonio, are we going to go through the same news cycle where there's not going to be any talking until there absolutely has to be, and it'll go to the last minute, and it'll be the same stress and strain on people? Or will the people of Springfield in charge do the right thing and get together this summer?
Well, you know, it's not the people of Springfield so much that need to get together. It's the people that send the people to Springfield that need to get together. We need to change the dynamic in Springfield.
Yeah, no, but honestly, you're talking about a longer-term solution. I'm talking about right now, because all of these political problems have a short-term, a medium-term, and a long-term solution. Fixing the big picture, I couldn't agree with you more. But here's what I don't want to see. You know, the same way strikes are handled and everything else. We'll wait until after the election, and then a week later we'll get together and we'll act like we didn't have any time to do it before now, and the people of Illinois will have to go through the same stress and wonder what's going on. That's what I mean by the people
of
Springfield.
Unless they send some different people, and that's what we're talking about. That can happen between now and when we get back together. And believe me, that very next meeting after the election will have a different dynamic if there's some changes as to who they send to Springfield.
When you have a lame duck session, though, where the people could vote on the way out to do the damage they'd want to do?
Well, they could, but the message will have been sent, and that is impactful.
Senator, real quick, property tax back on the table, property tax increase back on the table. How come?
Well, the property tax that was in the package is authorizes the city of Chicago to impose whatever level they need in order to bail themselves out of their own problem. They have created the problem. What we did in this bailout package, or I shouldn't say bailout, but we've authorized them to a lot to fix their own problem.
So is there a schedule? And yes, voters, step up, do what you need to do to elect the people you want to elect in November. But short of that, between you and Durkin and Madigan and Cullerton and Rauner, is there any schedule of when you'll meet again?
There is no schedule at this point of when we'll meet again. None.
And will the work
the veto session schedule?
Will the work committees that put together this deal get together over the summer or at some point?
Well, again, I think they will. Certainly, people are free to talk to each other. A lot of good work did come out of those groups. It's clear there is more consensus amongst rank and file members than is reflected in some of the leadership statements. So I think that work will continue.
But no schedule?
There is no formal schedule at this point.
Who asked for that, by the way? Is it the governor or are any of you free to suggest it? Who asked for the four tops and the governor to get together?
The governor's office has led those meetings, and so I think that they will probably continue to schedule them and have those groups talking. But I think for right now, we were glad to get some relief in place before we left. So that could happen as soon as next week, I suppose.
Well, let the Republican caucus know that they are going to hear the same sort of noise they've heard going into this, including at the ballot box, unless you continue to push along the lines you have. And listen, the people that want to call me some shill for the Republican Party right now can do that. They're the same people that call me a shill for the Democrats when I go to the other side. All I want is what's right for this state. And I don't believe what's right for the state is the way Mike Madigan has run the House and put a chokehold on everything else. So I really hope, Christine Redonio, that you and others are able to craft something before the middle of November that you can act on, like right after the election, so we're not hung out to dry again. And I hope you can take that message back with you.
Well, I share that hope, believe me.
All right. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.